gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. Shining and sparkling and splendidly bright, here one day, gone one night. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon, gone too soon.
A castle built on sandy beach, gone too soon.
Good morning to you on Saturday morning. And how many times we've heard that song, Gone Too Soon? That was Babyface and featuring Stevie Wonder. Well, today we want to talk about defibrillators and, well, what really is a defibrillator. You may hear people talk about the automatic external defibrillators or AEDs, and I'm going to explain that to you today because, as a matter of fact, it's one of the most important pieces of medical technology around the world. Cardiac arrest. It could be a heart attack. It could be just suddenly somebody just dies suddenly, just right in front of you. Just fall down and roll over. And then you are into the panic button. What do you do? And cardiac arrest or sudden death can really strike anyone at any time, no matter age, gender, ethnicity, fitness level, or location. We are all subject to that. And it can happen to anybody, and I'm sure a lot of you listening there in Radio Land would know at least somebody who died suddenly. Mary went to bed and she never woke up. That's sudden death. And most times you die suddenly, it's from cardiovascular problems. And there's something called ventricular fibrillation and ventricular tachycardia. These are words that in the medical arena, the cardiologists and so forth and medical internists, they would use them a lot. What they're really trying to say, instead of the heart beating normally, your heart would beat 100 beats. That's normal baseline. Some athletes, they'll do 50s, you know, that if you run a lot and so forth. And that's normal. You exercise a little bit, it'll go up, of course, 120, 130, depends on your intensity of your exercise. But those rates are rates that causes effective pumping of blood to the various tissues of the body. Brain, kidneys, lung, name it, every organ. So that's how the body works. You're sleeping, that pumping is going on. It's amazing, 120,000 times a day. You don't even feel the heartbeat. I am talking to you right now, and you don't, I don't even know my heart is beating where it is, because the day it stops, man, I stop too. So when you feel your heart beat and you're not in any type of hyperactive mood, or you're exercising or anything like that, or frightened, and you feel your heart beat just suddenly, it causes alarm, because you shouldn't, you know you shouldn't feel that. So ventricular fibrillation is a quiver of the heart, or tachycardia. Ventricular tachycardia. Now, there are other type of rates, like atrial tachycardias, that are not as lethal as the ventricular one. Remember, your heart has four chambers, to the top and to the bottom. The rhythm that are very fast and erratic from the bottom are the ones that kill you. So today and next four sessions, we'll be talking about defibrillators and automatic external defibrillators. It sounds big, but this is something that should be placed in every workplace, every hotel, every restaurant, because it's not only used by medical personnel. The layman, the layperson can use these things, and I'll tell you why it's so important. Remember, I mentioned it's one of the most important pieces of medical technology around the world. It saves more lives than anything else when somebody crashes. So you don't have to have heart disease, you know, coronary artery disease, which is the most common cause of cardiac arrest or sudden death. But you can have so many other things, like thick ventricles, hypertensive cardiomyopathy. You can have soap, an enlarged heart from alcohol use. So many things then can cause your heart to just go into this quiver. Ventricular fibrillation or ventricular tachycardia. So for the next four sessions, we'll be talking about, because as a matter of fact, one-third of the people who get sudden arrests or heart attacks do not make it to the hospital. That's a big number, universally, internationally. But here in Barbados, here in the region, actually, it's two-thirds. And most of that is because people are not getting to the hospital fast enough. The EMS time in Western states like the U.S. and so around 9 minutes, 5 to 9 minutes, and even in the U.K. Here in the Caribbean, it's longer. And by the time, remember, it takes 4 minutes before you have brain death starting to occur. 4 minutes after you just fall down, your brain starts to die. So, time is muscle. Time is everything. And as I said, out of all the tools that we have created, the defibrillator is the most important tool to save lives when people fall, crash, or just suddenly die, or had a cardiac arrest, or slump over. The defibrillator, 85% of those people are in ventricular tachycardia, whether it's tachycardia or fibrillation, and to be more like a layman, the quivering of the ventricles. In other words, it's going so fast, 500 beats per minute or more, that it cannot effectively pump blood to the various parts of the body, especially the heart itself and the brain. And you know, if somebody put their hands around your neck and squeeze you and lock off your supply of blood to the brain, how fast you will faint. So the brain is very, very sensitive to oxygen and nutrients. So you don't get oxygen to the brain, you go out. And after 4 minutes, death of brain cells. start to occur. So, ventricular fibrillation and ventricular tachycardia is the most common cause of death, sudden death, sudden collapse, cardiac arrest. The heart don't, yes, sometimes it just stops and you get something called a straight line, as you see in the movies, or a flat line, they'll call it, a systole. But that's not very common. Most times it's ventricular fibrillation and ventricular tachycardia. And if a shock is administered, you can save lives. And you can save lives if you do it within before that 4 minutes. And even beyond the 4 minutes, you could save lives. So, and you don't have to be an expert to do it. That is why in the U.S., that is why in Canada, that is why in the U.K. and the developed countries, they have it at least 50% of the workplace. So if we can include that, as I said before, remember, this cardiac arrest is not for old people. Everybody, all of us, me, you, children, don't matter who it is. We don't know what's going on inside there. And sometimes just electrolyte imbalance can cause your heart to quiver. So one of the ways in this country that we can reduce the death rate from sudden death and heart attacks is by having a defibrillator. We call them AED, automatic external defibrillators, and they're not very expensive. And they're user-friendly because they tell you, they develop in such a way that a layman can be told what to do. All right, put the pads on, it'll give you the instructions, and I'll tell you that when we come back. But this is a four-Saturday series, and I will tell you about, we're going to keep a nice, for people who are interested in learning more about it and see it work, the layperson, we will tell you about a course coming up, free course coming up, at least two for two Saturdays later on in the program. But, you know, this stuff about seeing someone for the last time. You don't even know if this flower you're smelling is the last one. How do you know that the hug that you gave mommy or daddy is the last one? How do you know that this is your last meal? You don't know. Yeah, we weren't privileged to know. We can all reduce the risk factors of these things happening by, you know, keeping your weight down and so forth. But I've seen, in my 30 years experience as a heart specialist, I can tell you, I have seen young athletic people. Check out. We want to prepare you here, Rageland. So when a loved one, it happens, you can just with a snap of the button, save a life. The Manhattans kiss and say goodbye. We'll be right back.
Something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we done goes wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got tired.
just think this is the thing to do. It's gonna hurt me.
We want to stop the amount of goodbyes too early. As Babyface said, what happened to him? Heard from him recently. But gone too soon. Yes, it's listen, the most traumatic thing that you can ever experience is death of a loved one. After that is divorce. And then go down the line. But it's hard. I know, yes, it's part of living, but it's difficult. When I lost mommy in 2012, I still think of her. It's hard when you're so close to people. And I could imagine you mothers and fathers out there who would lose your children. I could imagine how traumatic it is. So over the next 2 years, this year and on to next year, I think we will start a program of trying to see if we can decrease the amount of deaths, sudden deaths from cardiac arrest and sudden death, actually, and just collapsing, all of those sudden events in this country. And I think the major thing that we can contribute to that is by getting defibrillators at hotels, at restaurants, and even in your home. What's wrong with investing? Me? If my mommy, if I can put in a, and it don't cost that much, I can put a, no, because it's friendly, as I said, it's not, you don't have to be a medical personnel to have one. And you, somebody just follow, you put a pads on, you say, okay, this is what you do next. Okay, checking for rhythm. Okay, then they'll say, press a button. That's it. That buttons will develop, well, deliver, actually, a shock to the body only if it's necessary. That's why it's a good thing to have, even in your home. And you, that shock brings the rhythm from this quiver or rate of 500 beats per minute to normal rhythm again. And if you could do a little CPR, sometimes you don't even have to do that. The person wakes right up by the time the EMT gets here. You would save a life. You would be the hero for that day. So we are trying with our movement to get more defibrillators into homes. We're trying to get it into workplaces. We're trying to get it into restaurants and hotels and all those areas, and oh, even public places. make sure they're there, because you know when someone falls over, the panic, people running back and forward, screaming, all kind of stuff is happening, and nothing is being done. We want to educate the public and John Doe and the lay person out there how to use these things. They're not very difficult. We're going to have a two-day program sometime. I think it's going to be the 24th and the 31st of this month. The 31st of this month, if you are interested in learning how to use these simple equipments, or equipment, actually, you will have a course at 12 o'clock. If you call 620-4052, we have a few medical personnels there to guide you into how to use these things to prevent sudden death and decrease our numbers so we don't have a total risk of death in Barbados. This is a very essential life-saving step in the chain of survival, defibrillators. And if it's used within 3 to 5 minutes of a person collapsing, do you know that the sudden chances or the survival chances increases up to 74%? You imagine that? You know, without them, what's the percentage of survival? Every 10 minutes or every 1 minute, your 10%, your chance of survival decreases by 10%. And I told you before that in 4 minutes, you have brain death occurring. Sometimes you, by the time the EMT come for these patients, and even if they bring them back, they're vegetables. That so much brain death in cells that you can't function. So if you get a shock early, blood flow returns to the brain and the cells are kept alive. So look at that number. Within 3 to 5 minutes of collapsing, and you can use that defibrillator, you increase the chance 3/4 of the people will make it. Because remember I said the quiver or that ventricular fibrillation occurs in 85% of cardiac arrest or people who sudden fall down like that. And just, we call it fainting. But fainting is a different thing. But the general public would call it fainting. But really, when you just out, sometimes a simple faint is just fainting. And as you lay in the ground, you catch yourself. A different story. But anybody bowling over, it could be a fainter. It could be sudden cardiac arrest. It could be all of these things. And a defibrillator being around would be helpful. Because every minute, your chance of survival decreases by 10%. So in 4 minutes, 40%. Your brain start to die. So, we said it can strike everyone. So, not only the older people or the octogenarians and would be needing this stuff. We need this, for too many young people are dying. Too many young people are going. So don't forget, 620-4052. If you want, it's a free program where we can educate the public. So call that number, 620-4052, and you can register, get your names in there for the 24th of this month, 12 o'clock, and the 31st. Those 2 days, Saturdays, we will be running a free program showing people how to use these machines and how it works. And also, we will also, in that small little mini course, it'll be 1 hour only, we'll tell you what you should do if someone falls down suddenly, how you should, the position of the body, and you hear about a precordial thump, and all those type of things, simple things that people that don't are not medical needs to know. So you call 620-4052. So let me tell you a little bit, because we're going to close off in a few minutes, but let me tell you some other things that I think that are resting on my heart. So you have an instrument, and you have the heart of itself. Let's think a little about the heart and how it works. So you got the atrium and you have the ventricles and you have the blood is being pumped. Remember, without blood, yes, There's a reason. There's a sacred reason for blood also. Can take out your 3/4 of your liver. And you live. I take your kidneys out, you'll live. If I take out your adrenal glands, you live. Pituitary glands. A lot of these organs you take out, you can live. Why you think when someone gets, stabbed or start to lose blood from some trauma, they die? Because blood is extremely important. It is. It is extremely important for survival. And that is why when it's too low, doctors got to transfuse you. You need that blood. It's like the engine. It's like a car running without gas. It ain't gonna happen. Sorry, buddy. You're stuck. So you need the blood, right? So the part is the guy that pumps it through the whole arterial network. And the rhythms, if you get a heart attack, the scar occurs. It's really death. Heart attack really means dying of certain type of muscle tissue, a small part that is really supplied by that blocked artery that's completely blocked. And when that scar occurs, it causes rhythm to change within the heart. And the rhythm goes around in circles, and that's what ventricular fibrillation is, or quiver is. So when you have the scar occurring and your heart is pumping at 500 beats a minute, can't effectively put blood anywhere. And that's how patients die. 85% of them will die from ventricular tachycardia or fibrillation. And one shock, they wouldn't feel it. One shock, it will save their life. Go back to normal rhythm. And the machine will tell you if you need another shock or not. But you're talking about saving lives. And we need to bring down the number from 66.6% to 33%, which is a natural average, the national or international average. So check in next week. We'll talk more about defibrillators. We'll talk more about a program that is coming up Saturday 24th and the 31st at 12 o'clock. You call 620-4052, and we will tell you exactly, get your name registered so we can know how many people will be in the class, and we can have enough instructors there to guide you through. It's a free thing and something, learning more. We all have to work together. I gotta go. So now you want me some more. I gotta go. Yeah. And a man gotta go, you gotta go. Yeah. It was nice being here with you. We got a bodybuilding show coming up next Saturday. It's the national or something. We have a lot of athletes applying. People are rejuvenated. We have, disenchanted athletes are coming out. So it's going to be a show of power at the LESC. 5 o'clock Saturday, next Saturday. So don't forget, tune in next week to learn more about defibrillators and how you can save the life of others and yourself. Dr. Sparman, as always, I'm going to leave here. God bless you. And may you have a good day. James Blunt. Goodbye, my lover. And I'll see you next week. If you'd only care, you touched my heart, you touched my soul, changed my life and all my goals. And love is blind and that I knew it. My heart was blinded by you. I've kissed your lips and held your head, shared your dreams and shared your bed. I know you well, I know your smell. I've been addicted to you. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. I am a dreamer, and when I wake, you can't break my spirit. It's my dreams you take. And as you move on, remember me. Remember us and all we used to be. I've seen you cry, I've seen you smile, I've watched you sleeping for a while. I'd be the father of your child.
I'd spend a lifetime with you. I know your fears and you know mine. We've had our doubts, but now we're fine. And I love you, I swear that's true.